Happy Good Friday. Author John Ortberg writes how the good of this Friday can only be understood by embracing we can't. And so to articulate this point, he pens relatable I can't statements that can sound like this. Maybe you can identify with one of these. I can't fix my family. I can't protect those that I love. I can't stand the pain. For some, I can't stop drinking. I can't stop binge eating, binge watching, binge spending. Just looking in a general direction. I can't stop falling short. For some, I can't find a spouse. For others, I can't stay married. I can't forgive my ex. I can't make a friend. I can't manage my temper. I can't save money. I can't be grateful enough. I can't get my skin, my teeth, my hair, my thighs to look right. I can't cure my cancer. I can't please my parents. I can't have kids, and I can't get the kids to leave. I can't get my child to come home. I can't open up. I can't shut up. I can't stop worrying. I can't quit comparing. I can't quit complaining. I can't feel joy. I can't see my abs. I can't get enough likes, follows, and shares. I can't understand what I do when I keep doing what I don't want to do. I can't bear criticism, and I can't stop criticizing. I can't believe. I can't walk away. I can't fix the world. I can't fix myself. I can't save myself. Yet stepping into humanity's can'ts is why we're here today. It's why Jesus came. And this truth is really all over his story. He doesn't hide it one bit. They couldn't, but Jesus could turn water into wine at a wedding. They couldn't, but Jesus with a little boy's lunch could feed 5,000. They couldn't, but Jesus could heal those who were unable to walk or to see, or lepers who were cast out of community. They couldn't, but Jesus could set adults and even kids free from darkness. They couldn't, but Jesus could raise Lazarus, a widow's son at Nain, and Jairus' daughter from the dead. They couldn't, but Jesus could forgive a woman caught in adultery, a tax collector named Zacchaeus, even a guilty thief who was crucified next to him as he died on this day. We can't, but Jesus can, is the heart of the Easter story. It is what separates Christianity, by the way, from every other world religion, because religion is spelt do. You got to do something. But grace in Christ is spelt done. It is what he does for us plus nothing. Now let's bring this to a focal point, shall we? Today, if there were someone who could not see, if they were blind, and I stood them up in front of every single one of us today and asked them to do the one thing that they couldn't do, there would be an audible gasp. There would be a moment of judgment. But to create a moment where faith in what Jesus alone could do, Jesus does precisely this. In Luke chapter 6, we read about it. It says, on another Sabbath, he entered the synagogue and he was teaching. And a man was there whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and the Pharisees watched him to see whether he would heal on the Sabbath so that they might find a reason to accuse him. But he knew their thoughts, and he said to the man with the withered hand, the man with the withered hand could do everything except for what Jesus was about to ask him to do. Come and stand here in front of everyone. And he rose and he stood there. And Jesus said to them, I ask you, is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do harm, to save life or to destroy it? And after looking around at them, he said to the man, he asks him in front of everyone else, stretch out your hand. Do the one thing that you can't do. Jesus invites a man on the Sabbath in need of a healing to step forward and in plain view of others to reveal his need. The invitation requires faith for the man with the withered hand to expose his need. And this faith is also not one-sided. As the man entrusts Jesus with his need, Jesus entrusts the man with a step of faith, inviting him to trust what nobody in the room could do, including the man himself. What no one else in the room could do, Jesus could. You know, all through the Bible, we see faith is bringing you and I. It is us bringing our need, our brokenness, the things we can't fix, that we can't save ourselves. It is bringing them to Jesus for him to do what only he can do. Everyone say these words with me. Stretch out your hand. My question for you is, what's your hand today? Stretch out your hand, and it says, and he did so. The man accepts this invitation of faith, and it says his hand was restored. Church, if Jesus can restore a hand, what can he do with your heart? On Good Friday, as we have been singing and reading and watching, Good Friday is a grand reversal to the story that I just read. Because on Good Friday, Jesus, who knew no sin, is the one who was brought up in front of the world. He is not in need, but the world that brings him up is in need. And a man with a withered hand is invited to stretch out his hand, but on Good Friday, what makes it good is that Jesus stretches out his hands to provide what we can't, and that only he could. And so today it is very appropriate to think about death. And I know nothing of yours except that I hope it's decades away. But I do know one thing that Jesus said of each of our deaths is on that day, whenever it is, our need and where we have genuinely placed our faith is going to be exposed. He said in Luke 8, verse 17, nothing is concealed that won't be revealed, and nothing is hidden that won't be made known and brought to light. Aren't you glad that in this world, no one is going to get away with anything? And on that day, between you and God, there is nothing except what is true. And the truth is this: our faith is in one of two places today, whether you're here or whether you're watching at home. Our faith is in a version of you can do better, you can do more, you got to keep trying, or it is in applied grace. I can't, but Jesus did. One more time, Jesus never hid his mission. He came because we couldn't save ourselves. Greater than limbs and leprosy, humanity has a sickness, according to God's word, called sin, that requires the grace that only Jesus can provide. And today, not to shame or embarrass you, but Jesus stands in front of each of us, and like the man with the withered hand, he extends to each and every one of us an invitation. Will you confess the one thing that you cannot do to him, that you can't save yourself? And instead, he extends the identical invitation that requires my faith in yours to expose what we can't do and trust in his finished work on the cross to provide us with the amazing grace that we could never earn on our own. Today is only good because Jesus did what we can't. Now you may, on this day, you might need to trust Jesus for the very first time and to admit that you were in need of saving. Or perhaps you have trusted Jesus to save you, but on this Good Friday, you've mistaken that Jesus is only a savior and not a king. And for you, Jesus also invites you. If there's brokenness, if there's things in your life that you're struggling with that you can't, he extends the same invitation to you. Put your faith in what only Jesus can do.